Opal stepped through the doorway just as Matthias rose from his chair.
"Gute Nacht, son," Mr. S. said. "Sleep well."
Matthias nodded to the older man, then stepped toward Mrs. S. and planted a kiss on her cheek.
"Schlaf gut, mein Liebling."
She patted his arm. Opal had to swallow down a lump in her throat. "Sleep well, my love." She knew those simple German words, had heard Mrs. S. say them in her most tender moments. Matthias straightened and turned to Opal, wariness cloaking every one of his movements. She couldn't help a soft smile.
"I'm headed upstairs, too. I'll walk with you."
From the looks of him, he might need her to catch him if he collapsed along the way. He nodded. She said her goodnights to the older couple and fell into step behind Matthias. At the bottom of the stairs, he motioned ahead. "After you." Part of her didn't want to take the lead. He looked like she might need to stay behind to soften his fall. But she followed his direction and took the stairs ahead of him. She couldn't help glancing behind as she climbed. Couldn't help but notice the way his hand gripped the rail with each step. His knuckles white as though he were pulling himself up. At the top, they reached his room first, and she stopped.
"I'm glad you came back."
She could chastise him for pushing himself when one night of sleep wouldn't have hurt anything. But that wouldn't help him just now, and his effort should be acknowledged. Thanked. He nodded. "I wasn't planning to, but the farther away I went, the more I wanted to be here. By the time I changed my mind, I was several days' ride away." In the lantern light, his face seemed to soften, drawing her closer before she realized she'd taken a step.
"Thank you. It means much to us all to have you here."
What was that expression that crossed his face? With the shadow, she couldn't make it out, especially when his features softened again so quickly. "Opal, I..." He paused, and that expression came again. She raised the lantern to see him better, but a dark line on his neck grabbed her focus.
"Was that... blood? What happened to you?"
She closed the distance between them and reached to touch the spot. Blood dried over a nasty cut. "'Tis nothing. Just a tussle with a hog when I was hunting." She raised her gaze to his face.
"A hog did this to you?"
His mouth pinched. "Well, that cut is actually from an arrow." She raised the lantern even higher.
"An Indian arrow?"
She'd not actually seen Indians in these parts, but she'd certainly heard stories. He chuckled. "Nay, a Viking arrow. My own. But the story is long enough to wait for tomorrow." She traced the cut again with the tip of her finger.
"This needs to be tended? Are you hurt anywhere else?"
His hand closed around hers. "I'm fine. It doesn't hurt at all." Every breath stilled. Every thought fled her mind as she looked up into eyes that seemed to soak her in. Eyes that she could lose herself inside. His other hand brushed her cheek, then settled there, its warmth bringing to life every part of her. Yet still, his gaze held her in place, until it lowered just a little to her lips. Was he going to kiss her? What kind of heaven that might be. His face moved nearer, the steady warmth of his hands holding her secure. One on her cheek, and the other holding her hand at his neck. Yet she wouldn't have moved away. Couldn't think of anything in life she wanted more than this kiss. Right now. Her eyelids drifted closed as his lips brushed hers. The touch washing through her like warm liquid on a cold day. She barely recovered from the sensation when his mouth returned. This time she was ready and greeted the touch with a boldness she wouldn't have thought she possessed. Yet she wasn't prepared for the charge of lightning that reached all the way through her. Sweet Mackinac, she was more delicious than he'd ever let himself imagine. He shouldn't be kissing her. Not here and now. Not ever. But when she'd touched his neck,